Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Mac, thanks for your time today. What's going on with the accusations towards your softball program?
Well, you know, we're in the process of looking into it, right? As I think, you know, probably most people that have followed it know that there's been a reaction certainly to some Facebook posts by our assistant coach, Coach Lumley. And it's brought some concerns. And so, we're looking into it. And, you know, it's something that, we are trying to do, obviously in a very timely manner. And it's because it's a, you know, a personnel matter, you know, there's not much more that I can say and talk about, but we're aware of it and we're addressing it as appropriate with the university, and we'll see what happens.
Mac, with the latest round of spikes nationwide and everything, especially here in Texas, are you less optimistic about fans in the stands for games this fall?
Yeah, Paul, I think that is a question we're all asking ourselves and we're concerned, and we're not, as you mentioned, we're not headed in the right direction, right? I think, you know, for us here in the state of Texas, it's been, you know, clear that, you know, 50% capacity, but you know, I think we're all worried that number could continue to decrease if numbers stay where they are or they continue to rise. So it's something that, that we're keeping an eye on. And it's something like everything else as we deal with COVID-19 is extremely fluid. And, you know, we'll be prepared. We've got our different models in terms of capacity, as you know, because we've talked about it on the show. So we'll be prepared, and we're really, really keeping an eye on it.
The part is there ever, and I is there any possible thought that as this flares up, that the sooner it flares up, the fact it might clear before maybe August or September?
Yeah, I mean, those are probably, you know, questions that can be best answered by a doctor and not an athletic director. You hear some of that conversation, right? But you know, I don't know. I think that, you know, I'm not sure if that's the case, if that's true, because it's spiking now, it won't spike later. You know, if we don't get a handle on this, I think it, you know, could continue to spike. Mm-hmm. So I think we all need to get a handle on this and do our part. And I'm not going to get into wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, all of that. But I think we all need to have, and myself included, a sense of responsibility and just understand how quickly this spreads. And you have a responsibility not only to yourself to take care of yourself, but also to take care of others. And let's not make it so dang easy for this virus to spread. And I feel like, you know, we've almost lost reverence for the disease. We're out trying to go about life as normal. And I get that and understand it, because we all want to get there. But if we don't, you know, really take some precautions now, I think that finish line, we just push it further and further and further back. And as it comes to college athletics, right, this is a daunting task. It is going to be a daunting task to try to play a season, whether it's football, whether it's volleyball, soccer, right? And again, still a long way to go till we get there, but and we will do everything we can and have every plan and execute it at the at the highest level so that we have the best possible chance to play. But it's a daunting task, and the rising numbers make it difficult.
Mac, I know that everything you guys are doing is with the greatest caution, and the way that you feel about things, I'm sure, is at best cautiously optimistic. But so far with the onboarding, with the students buying into following the protocols and everything they have with the student-athletes you have, how do you feel that that's going?
I feel like it's gone really well. You all know the numbers, right? We've released them. And this idea of primary contacts and those others that have been affected, just by being around somebody that was a positive. I feel like our student athletes, I'm really proud of them. I feel like, they're taking this idea of making sure that they're responsible to the community. They're responsible to their teammates, to other student athletes. I feel like they're taking that serious, and they're taking precautions. And so we're in a pretty good place right now. We have hit the pause button with soccer and volleyball and cross country and both basketball programs. We were going to onboard July 6th, July 7th, all of those with the exception of women's basketball, and then women's basketball July 13th. And I think more than likely we'll onboard everybody within that time frame, within a time frame of July 6th through July 20th, but probably spread it out a little bit more, handle a little bit different, right? We're working with public health, obviously. I don't remember the number. I was traveling, but the number of new cases in McLennan County, I think, was a record, just if it wasn't today, yesterday. So we've had a great relationship with public health, and we do have a great relationship in working with them, and just making sure whatever we're doing in our small own little world isn't negatively impacting them. For example, the number of tests available, all of that stuff. So we'll still get fall and basketballs in. Again, the plan is by July 20th. But won't do them back to back starting July 6th.
Mac, a lot of the athletic departments have discussed how coaches have taken pay cuts, or some have taken less, or this and that, because of because it's obvious, it's the money that is not available that should have been or would have been available with the tournament, and who else knows what's going on. How has your athletic department reacted when you've asked them to maybe take a week without pay, or maybe whatever that term is, furlough, or when you've said we have to all maybe give a little bit so that all of us stay here so you don't have to get rid of people?
Yeah, first of all, the staff's been terrific, right? And going into this, right, we knew the reality. This wasn't Baylor specific. This was everybody in college athletics that there would be cost reductions. And we went into it saying, we really want to protect the people and try to do everything we can so that we don't have to lay off anybody, right? And we've been blessed. We've been blessed that so far, we haven't had to do that, right? We've been blessed that we've had a really good budget situation. You think about the Bear Foundation. We had a goal of $12 million and we really thought we were going to come in at about 11.3, which, I think if you asked anybody, we would have all given each other high fives. And we ended up coming in at 12.7. And and so that was an unbelievable blessing, and just a testament to what just great, great fans, great donors we have. So we have been blessed. We've had money saved. We've been really diligent about saving money over the last 3.5 years. And so we haven't had to, do salary reductions, permanent salary reductions of, you hear 5% and 10%, et cetera. And so rather, you know, we ask people to do a furlough and, you know, contract employees, which are our coaches. There's nothing in their contract that obligates them to do that. And so for them to do it, it has to be voluntary. And, every single one of our coaches volunteered and said, "Hey, we're going to do this. We'll do this for a week." You know, our other staff, which is a majority of staff, probably 2/3 maybe or 60%. They're all in the process, got it, understood it. And, it just speaks to our people. And again, I'm just going to continue to be repetitive. You win with people. We've mm-hmm. got great people, and you get through crisis, not as a splintered group, right? You get through crisis, as a, you know, group of people all locked together, right? You know, all rowing in the same direction. And, you know, we've been able to do that. And, just really, really grateful to all of our people.
Mac Roach, Director of Athletics at Baylor, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio.
Mac, I'm sure you guys find everything, something new out about your team every single day because of that, right? That, you know, you're all having to row the boat in the same direction, and it's got to be, you know, in the midst of stress, pretty inspiring, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I think there's even been times of emotion where, you know, just the unity, right? And, you know, maybe that's a better way to explain it, is just, you know, you get through crisis, you overcome adversity, right? The best way to do that is by unity. And again, not saying that we're perfect, but we've had great unity. And, you know, people understand the situation. They understand the significance of the situation, and everybody is wanting to do their part. And there's even, you know, some others that are doing more than just their part. And so, it's been really, really good. And, you know, again, you know, I pray and hope we don't have to get into a situation where we're doing salary reductions. So we hope and pray that that's not the case, but, we took this first step and again, grateful to everybody.
By the way, the stadium had a list of the top 20 FBS ADs. Mac Rhodes is listed in that. You've been listed a handful of times in these top ADs in the country. And I know you're not going to say anything other than what you said earlier when you talked about, it's about the people. It's about the relationships. It's not so much you, but you're the one at the top. Like a head football coach, it's the entire staff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those recognitions are really recognitions of Baylor Athletics and not myself or any one individual. I get and understand, hey, a lot of people say that, and that's the right answer to give, but it's also the true answer. And those are all things that are because of, you know, Baylor University, Baylor Athletics, are great people. And so it's just it's a recognition of all of the hard work and what everybody's doing.
One more thing, Mac Rhodes with this Baylor Director of Athletics on Sikkim 365 Radio. Paul, you may have one. I want to get to the Senate Commerce Committee. A couple of things that were brought up.
I was going to ask over there.
Yeah, so they discussed waivers that, you know, you have mentioned that in other schools. Some of the senators weren't thrilled with that, and then also about the national or the name, image, likeness, where ADs or commissioners of conferences have said that a couple of them have said they're not sure that athletics, student athletes, are prepared to make those type of business decisions. But and that didn't go over very well, because if you're just a normal student that works at like Domino's, you make money, and I know that the money might be relative. You know, you people seem to kind of learn through life about how to save money and what does it go to. Did you get any feedback? I know you've been in a lot of meetings today about what happened today in the Senate with college athletics, because it seemed like they went over a lot of different things.
Well, I have not, and I apologize, and I wish I could be more prepared, but I've been traveling all day yesterday and then in meetings all morning, so I have not I'm not up to speed or up to date on it. we know that the federal government is going to be involved in terms of name, image, and likeness. Obviously, it's been a topic of conversation now for at least a year. I think we all know that there's going to be liberalization when we think about it in the current rules. And again, you know, I will continue to say I'm going to have an open mind. I believe that there needs to be some liberalization, without crossing the line in terms of the collegiate model. Because I think that's what makes college athletics really, really, really special. And whatever liberalization, wherever place we land, we've got to make sure that we all understand competitive equity and that we're able to regulate. Unfortunately, that's why we have so many NCAA rules, right? It's because, historically there have been people, and folks in our industry that haven't followed them and have broken rules to gain a competitive advantage. And I just don't want us to create another set of circumstances where it makes it very, very easy for people to do that. So again, all open for the liberalization but I think we need to be really thoughtful and careful.
If you don't mind, the first question I asked you about the accusations towards the softball program and Coach Lumley, and I guess in some cases perhaps attached to Glenn Moore, you have an equity committee or whoever that's part of what they do. Is this similar to what would be like Title IX and it just might take a long time, or is this something because of where we are today or any day that there needs to be an investigation that doesn't take too long?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it needs to be looked into, and it needs to be looked into immediately and for everybody's sake, right? Including Coach Moore's Glenn Moore, who I love, and Coach Lumley, and, you know, any particular individual, you know, former student athlete, current student athlete, that is hurt, right? What they're feeling and what they feel like they experienced, right? So for everybody involved, this is something that needs to be looked into, resolved sooner rather than later.
Mac, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you all.
Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics at Baylor University on Sikkim 365 Radio.